proposing that the City of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, Washington State might not want Inslee, but Biden does.
And there's way too many Bob Fergusons on the ballot.
Plus, poop transplants. Yeah, we're not talking about Inslee and Ferguson. Hello, Christian Patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, with me as always, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. Once again, your favorite far-right shock jocks and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis.
The only show your mama warned you about talking about subjects like faith and politics with Jesus smack dab right in the middle, and every once in a while we're covering stories like poop.
Yeah, which is a very important topic, Gabe.
I mean, hey, it's science.
When you go into the office, you know what I'm talking about. You take your time there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, remember, it's your sanctuary. Biden turns around and treats it like a desk. He puts a cereal,
I forgot about
cereal
that.
Bowl on top of the back of the,
gosh, the toilet. For those of you who don't remember, that was a number of years ago, wasn't it? Where he talked about how you could sit on it and use it as a desk or eat a bowl of cereal. Yeah.
It was an article. It was his, like, he had said it, but nobody got it on video. That's a gaffe nobody has on video.
Gosh. Yeah. It's incredible. I got to applaud his ingenuity, Gabe. I mean, that is, it's worthy of applause that you could turn in your toilet into a desk or a breakfast table. Huh? That's a good job. Anyway, head on over to churchandstate.media and download all these shows. Gabe, you've had some amazing guests as of late. Vody Bachman. We've got Andrew Klavan coming up on Thursday as well. Laura Logan was just in studio. So there's some great shows that people need to be downloading and sharing with friends. And
those of you who haven't subscribed to a podcast you listen to on a regular basis, just go to either Apple Music or go to Spotify. That's my particular favorite. You just type in the word Church and State Podcast. You're going to find it on any actual, like, whether it's Spreaker or Podbean. You're going to find us. So like it, share it, and then also do us a favor. Chris is working really hard, our technician, on building us a Rumble account, because we're going to be talking about some of the implementation of legislation, such as like a hotline where you can be banned. We could be banned off of Facebook at any moment, so get ready to jump to Rumble, rumble.com. Go to @churchandstate1776. Find us. We've got about 250 followers. We've got about 10,000 plus followers on Facebook. We need to jump off of Facebook, wouldn't you agree?
I agree. And X has also been a wonderful platform for us as well. We're starting to really grow on that one as well. So check us out on X, formerly Twitter also. And take advantage of our great, well, here, what is it? I can't read that far away, Gabe. What's that say? Church and State.
So one, the number, Church and State, the actual and, not the and symbol, one, Church and State on X, and you'll find us. We scroll down just a little bit. We've been putting up these reels. The other day, our Laura Logan reels got about 50,000 views, thanks to Laura sharing it. So she's a real stud for sharing that. Yeah, keep going down. Maybe not.
It's somewhere in there. But yeah, just check. There it is. Yeah, just check us out on X, formerly Twitter, and just follow us. And we've been following people back as well. So there you go. Also, take advantage of all of our wonderful affiliates. And Gabe, since we're talking about poop transplants and basically every single story.
I'm excited where you're going to connect this. How are you going to connect this? Wait. Do we have a drum roll?
We do have a drum roll. It's down at the bottom.
Okay. How are you going to connect this?
Okay. You ready?
Go.
All right. We're talking about poop transplants. We're talking about Ferguson. We're talking about Inslee. We're talking about a woman who actually did poop transplants. If you want to ensure that you don't ever have to engage in such a disgusting medical transplant, you got to eat beef.
Okay, so you got to have the right flora.
You got to eat the beef, right? The beef, it takes care of you. Beef is probably one of the healthiest items you can possibly consume. And if you want to make sure that you're getting high quality beef that is storable in case of an apocalypse,
I just keep it with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, you do. You're just ready to go.
I keep it in the bug out bag just everywhere I go.
Down.
Ooh, yeah. There you go. Product placement. Very good.
Grid down, chow down. I love these guys, and I love the product that they have. 10 to 15 year shelf life on freeze dried, grass finished, grass fed beef, all organic. It is wonderful quality meat, and you can just take it out, put a little bit of water in it, make chili, make lasagna, make tacos, whatever you want to do with it. This product is something that we truly believe in on Church and State.
I'm doing a backpacking trip this summer. I'm going to actually take some with me. So yeah, it says, this is the instructions. Break up package contents, add to a bowl, add enough cool water to convert meat, roughly 3 cups. Let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes until fully hydrated and soft to the touch, drain any excess, and then cook as desired. I'm going to be backpacking, and everybody else is going to have their garbage. I'm going to have myself some really good hamburger meat.
Love it. Make sure to use that promo code Church and State, and oh, yeah, we will get...
And get the big package, $750.
There you go. The best deal time. Yes. Also, you can donate specifically to us. Just hit that donate button on the top of Church and State. Chris is flashing it for those of you who are watching us. And if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State, 1776@proton.me. All right, Gabe.
Got some good stuff.
I do. And this is a really good one. I got to start it out. You know, we like to start out with a little bit of lighter content. Well, we have a woman who gave herself a poop transplant using her brother and boyfriend's feces to treat debilitating IBS. Now, interestingly enough, Gabe,
I just want our listeners to understand that Crohn's disease is a real thing.
Absolutely.
And that people do this on a regular basis. It's very strange that you know, this is science. So this is, those of you who don't know, IBS, people do this for some reason to correct the flora in their body.
But what's fascinating about this is she started getting acne, just like her brother, after doing this procedure, and also started getting depression, just like her boyfriend. Now, the woman's name is Sharon Dunn.
That's not her actual name.
Her name was Sharon Dung. He's a little slow on the uptake.
Sharon Dumb?
Dunn.
Oh, share and done. Or log in, log out, I'm guessing.
Sharon Dunn. You know, man. Sometimes my humor is only...
Yeah.
It's only for myself. Sharing Dung.
Oh, Dung. You got to pronounce it.
I did say Dung.
No, do me a favor. Enunciate. You sound like you said Sharon Dunn.
Dung.
So, Dung. It's called Dung. Dung beetle.
Yes.
There you go.
You got Boom. It now?
Yeah. I'm okay. Told. If, yeah. Do me a favor. Enunciate. There you go. Yeah.
Anyway, no. Her real name is Danielle Kopke. And she turned to a do-it-yourself. Can you imagine approaching your significant other and saying, hey, you know, my stomach's been hurting for years now. And I know we're not married or anything, but I want you to poop in a cup for me. And I'm going to do things with
Chris, this is the highlight right here. This is the apex moment. Yes.
Yeah.
It's good radio, folks. It's good radio.
So I think we should try this.
This is what's happening.
Yeah, I think we should try this, Gabe. Imagine, I mean, you and I already talk about the fact that we are very similar.
No, I can't go here.
You
this
can't?
No. This is where we stop right here.
We could become even more brothers right here.
No.
If we... Is, no? You're not willing?
No, I need a soundboard with the screaming no. Here we go.
No, no. This, I think this is a solid idea. I mean, imagine it. I could get a better hairline. You could do something with that mop that you're currently pulling your hair. I don't know. But we could become even more... like brothers, if we just did something like this, all of our wildest dreams could come
true.
Help
me! No!
No.
No? No.
Okay. Well, it was worth a shot. I thought I was onto a great idea.
No! No. That's my... No, Caleb, this... No. No.
I think I went too far, even for Gabe.
Yeah.
Did I actually go too far on that story?
Caleb, no. That's a huge no for all of us. Yeah.
All right. Let's move into another poop transplant. We got President Biden. He wants Governor Inslee to join his administration if he wins a second term. There's a lot to unpack there, Gabe.
Yeah, because this guy is the worst. I'm not going to say who my lawyer is. My lawyer actually went to law school with Jay Inslee and said he is dumb as a stump. No surprise there.
No, but if Joe Biden were to win, so let's talk about election fraud, get banned again. But if this happened and Joe Biden actually won, we could actually see Governor Inslee over in Washington, D.C., leading perhaps the EPA. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, let's just talk a little bit about the legislation that Jay Inslee has pushed forward as he's led this country, or this state into total destruction. This is a guy who wants to ban all gas engines in automobiles.
Yeah, this is the green police king.
Yes, I mean, that's what he has fixated his entire administration on, is being the most green governor in all of the country. And so what a perfect individual to go and lead the Environmental Protection Agency under a second Biden regime. Debbie, I'm all for it. I think it's going to be really positive for this country.
I'm all for the the quote that President Biden said. He said, "I warn you all, if y'all like seeing Inslee around Washington State, don't elect me." So I'm almost encouraged to now vote for Biden just to get Inslee out. But he says, "But if you don't mind having him leave the state a little bit, elect me, because I'm going to try to grab him and get him to Washington. You think I'm kidding? I'm not," Biden said. Now, your thoughts on that? Then I'm actually going to play an audio clip of how President Trump described the sleaze. Well, I actually pronounce his name Jay in sleaze, and I enunciate.
Well, here's the thing. If I was Inslee, I'd be really concerned about the idea that Biden's going to grab me, because we all know Biden's going to grab him, sniff him a little bit.
This is the most awkward episode ever.
I've been gone for a little while.
Can we title it that? Can we title it that, please?
But I mean, I would be. I'd be a little bit concerned there. You know, the thing about Biden is, even when he's making a statement like this, which you think would be relatively safe for him, Inslee's already out. Like, Inslee's not running for governor of Washington. In fact, here's a little intel for you, Gabe. I have a source, can't name him, but I have a source who said Jay Inslee's actually planning on moving to Hayden after the election.
Poor Coeur d'Alene, Hayden, all that.
What I love about this is
he doesn't stay
in the state that he broke.
What a jerk.
Right? Like, I've destroyed Washington. Yeah. Time to move to a red state where they actually still celebrate freedom.
I'll nuke this state and then jump to another state. So, yeah, that would be an actual definition. Are you ready for this? If Jay moved here, that would be the definition of a poop transplant.
That's pretty good.
Okay, listen to this. Come on, internet. You can do this.
I don't know if we can. What you're trying to get to play is Trump on his thoughts on Jay Inslee. And I think Trump is extremely accurate in how he depicts.
Well, I get the admiral to him. Call. But what you didn't say, see, you started it off.
Go ahead.
And you talked about.
Keep talking for a second. I'll find it.
It is a little bit awkward, probably because of the technology. Look.
The rest of your statement, you didn't put in. I'm disrespected, but they can't disrespect the Army Corps of Engineers. I want them to appreciate the incredible job. People that know that. Yes, wow. You are. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to ask you about.
He calls. I can't find it. It sucks. The C-SPAN. I would blame C-SPAN here. He literally calls Jay Inslee a liar, and he also says he's a horrible person. Now, I appreciate the difference in like the two presidents. Very blunt. Very truthful. So, but the coronavirus response is why Jay Inslee has even showed up on the global map, because he kept us shut for so long. And the way he did it is his crony, his right-hand guy, who we're going to talk about next, which if you were to actually say who's the scarier of the two, it's actually this guy, because he's so unassuming and he's this pencil-necked, like, he looks like, you know, what's the guy from Nerds that, you know, you say I look like every once in a while?
Yeah, Revenge of the Nerds, Skolnick.
Skolnick. He looks like Skolnick.
So you look like Bob Ferguson is what you're saying?
That's your words. that's your words. So I have.
You should be in for Halloween one year.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, tell us, what is Bob Ferguson doing that's making attention for himself other than just being named Bob?
Yeah. You mean turd?
Yes.
Bob Ferguson.
That's a lot of things.
Whoa, what did I do?
BGU School of
Business. Oh.
I don't know what just happened, but that was weird. All right. Anyway, Bob Ferguson, who is the front runner for the Democrats to be the next governor of Washington State, and barring a miracle, will more than likely become the next governor of Washington State, which should terrify every Washingtonian. And every time I say Washingtonian, don't you hear Jay Inslee? Washingtonian.
Does he say it like that?
Oh, he says it terribly. Yeah. But anyway, what people need to understand about Bob Ferguson is I've been fighting this guy since 2017, 2016, something like that, when he started coming for your guns. And I really can't stand this guy. But as Gabe pointed out, Jay Inslee is actually mildly retarded. And Bob Ferguson is actually quite intellectual. Now, his intelligence, he is used in an evil manner. And in fact, Gabe, I don't think it's too far to say that I would even suggest that he is a satanic intelligence that he has actually tapped into.
There's some, he gives me a creepy vibe. I wouldn't be surprised if he's got the whole, like, you know, we've noticed some of these fellows smell like brimstone. So he's very sadistical in right now. We'll talk about it in a second. I don't want to skip there. So keep going.
Yeah. So anyway, our friend Glenn Morgan, who we've had on the show, we've been to a number of events with, It's suggested. Okay. We don't want to say that.
I think you should take the credit.
I would too, but you know, we don't want to get him into any trouble. But anyway, he was the campaign manager for two other Bob Fergusons that showed up out of nowhere on Friday during the election week.
So you're telling me that they ran two other Bob Fergusons with the exact same name?
Yes. As Democrats.
I love it.
It's brilliant. Now, of course, Bob Ferguson cried foul, and he announced that he was going to sue these two other individuals, one from Yakima and I can't remember the other one's from, but it's actually a Class B felony to do something like this.
So if somebody is named Bob Ferguson and mm-hmm. they legitimately want to run, they can say it's a felony, though.
Yes. Because they are saying that it is designed specifically to confuse the voter and it is a direct attack on democracy.
That is such garbage.
Yes. I mean, obviously, you and I agree. These two individuals had the misfortune of being named the same name as this tyrant. But, you know, I mean, it's their name. So if they want to run as a Democrat, then they should be allowed to.
Yeah.
Right. Are we just going to,
or either for Democrats, they should have like a picture section or either like wherever the Democrat has to use their crayon. So I like this meme that Chris has created.
Yeah. You know, Bob Ferguson has for a very long time refused to investigate evidence of election fraud. All right. But now he is suing other candidates with the same name as himself because to protect democracy,
which we are not a democratic country. We're actually a constitutional republic, but I don't want to go there.
They don't know that. What I love also is this is actually showing the difference in Republicans as well. We got Dave Reichert, who is one of the front runners for the Republican Party, him and Semi Bird. And Dave Reichert came out and condemned the action by Glenn Morgan and these other two Bob Fergusons and said he doesn't want to win that way. Semi Bird, on the other hand, actually came out and attacked the Attorney General, Bob Ferguson. And
I love that guy.
I do too. This is what Semi Bird said. I find Bob Ferguson's whining about the three Bobs to be completely disingenuous when he has presided over the consistent decline of our public safety system and has personally gone out of the way to infringe upon the constitutional rights of Washington State citizens on a myriad of topics. You like this? Okay. He continues, Bob Ferguson is directly responsible for undermining democracy in Washington State and will be held accountable via the vote of citizens who are fed up with career politicians and seek positive change in common sense governance. Just compare these two statements. We've got Dave Reichert, who's trying to be the nice guy politician, I guess, the moderate in all of this, and saying, well, this is just wrong. We don't want to engage in this type of behavior, and I didn't want to win this way. Versus Semi Bird, who doubles down and says, you know what? No. You were whining about this? Bob Ferguson, Gabe, has for years now declined to prosecute any Class B felonies, any of them. All right. Our state has been handcuffed as far as the police departments go and the sheriff's departments. They haven't been allowed to pursue people, arrest people.
You can't chase anybody anymore.
Yeah. You can't do any of that at all. And now, all of a sudden, he wants to prosecute this Class B felony against these two individuals who just simply dared to run against him. It's asinine. All right. So this is what every single citizen in Washington State needs to remember as we advance now to November and actually get into the election cycle. And who are you going to vote for? Who are you going to vote for? Not only, obviously, anybody listening to this show is not going to vote for Bob Ferguson, but let's just look at those two Republicans. you got an individual who's actually pushing forward, who's taking strong stands, actually making great statements, versus another individual who wants to be friendly with Bob Ferguson, the man who is, I would argue, more responsible for the destruction of the state than Jay Inslee is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to highlight, continue on that if you wanted to continue.
No,
that
transition. Go to the hotline. The hotline's great.
So this is what we all need to watch out for. The type of nefarious overwatch that the state of Washington is coming into. A bill actually passed already. It came across the desk of Jay Inslee. Senate Bill 5427 in Olympia, Senator Javier Valdez. I'd like to see what that guy looks like. This bill, now that it is passed, is going to create legislation that will allow Washingtons to contact, provide information, and give referral to Washington's targeted hate crime hotline. So this is Ferguson creating a way to where you can actually tattletale through a hotline. Now, this will start up. The bill passed in February, 30-18 vote, but you're going to see in July of 2025. So July 1st of 2025, this will actually... there will be a pilot, and then guys, this is insane. Now the quote from Bob Ferguson. I wish I had, like, you know, I wanted to go to, you know, the Tashi station, get a power converter voice. Like I tried to find a sound voice for Bob Ferguson. He says, "We must stand up to the hate crimes targeting Washington community," said Ferguson. "Creating this hotline will provide a centralized location for Washingtonians to report hate crimes and bias incidents."
Ooh, I have an idea.
"This will provide our state's response to these incidents and increase public safety. I thank Senator Valdez for his leadership on Hate Crimes Task Force and bringing forth this legislation, and for so many advocates who joined my office in supporting this policy," which is very interesting. Chris and I did a report on that mural downtown. There's rumor that this bill was actually started. The inception of this was because of somebody peeling out Brody's on the gay, pride crosswalk downtown Spokane.
So I have
you can applaud yourself, Spokane. You created
a hayline. It's great. Yeah. I have an idea on this, Gabe. Does it by chance happen to give the phone number for this hotline?
It doesn't, but I'm thinking that this thing, we have to heckle the crap.
Well, here's how we heckle it right off the bat. Why don't we all start calling into this hotline once we find the number and actually report an incident of election bias?
Exactly. Yeah, right? I think soundboards would be great, you know.
Well, let's just call in and say, hey, there were these two individuals who are being threatened with litigation if they continue to run.
Right.
Yeah, that clearly an election bias.
I'm just going to call it for days. But you'll probably get in trouble for doing that.
You probably will. Anyway, let's move on to the last thing that you and I wanted to talk about, Gabe, with the last 5 minutes or so of the show. I do need to announce to the audience that I am taking a leave of absence from church and state. And so what this stems from is I got a correction. And what it is I have for far too long in my life, since I've been an activist for years now, really sidelined my family. And, I came to a position where my house is not in order and I need to focus on that. And so I have, talked with Gabe and with Chris, and I'm going to take a sabbatical. And I'm not sure. I don't have a timeline as far as when I'm going to return. But for the time being, I need to really focus on this. And I've been reading the Bible a lot as of late. And I really took this passage in particular to heart. And it's 1 Timothy 3:5. "For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?" And in this case, and I never want to change scripture, but how will he care for God's church and state? And so while this is not a church, Gabe and I have always believed that this is indeed a ministry. Would you not agree there?
Yeah, absolutely. We've to me, this is church for me. I know I always use that acronym or nickname church. It's an extension because you and I have really understood the word church doesn't mean what it meant back then. It means ecclesia or gathering, which is very, very similar. And if not arguably civic government involvement. So that's the whole like crux idea. You, civic, me, church, they become one. So this is very much a ministry. And what the sad thing is, most churches have no idea that they're supposed to be involved in civics. And there's, you know, there's this quiet underlining tone of like, judge not lest you be judged. I want to be the church by just being loving. And I'm just going to sit here and do nothing as our world gets ripped to shreds.
Yeah. So, you know, you're absolutely right.
Ministry.
I do want to let the audience know that I am still in the fight. I still work full time for Turning Point, specifically, you know, TPUSA Faith in the faith department. So I'm still engaged in everything that we believe in here on Church and State. I'm still going out and trying to get more Christians, more pastors, more churches to engage. Really taking that moral stand that we so believe in, you know, to where we can return this system of government into a system that actually honors God, that we don't become this post-Christian nation. So I'm not stopping there. I'm going to continue in the fight. But for the time being, I've got to step away from church and state. And Gabe has graciously decided to continue on his own. And you know, fans of church and state that have been with us for a very long time know that there have been times where either one of us have had to step away for a little bit.
Yeah, there's been extended times where either, you know, I'm providing something for my family. There's been seasons in my life where I've had to step aside, especially during the warmer months. In the middle of remodeling season that never seems to end. But like you have kids that are a young age. My kids are grown up, you know, my youngest is 18. You're very much in a different spot. So, you know, I appreciate the wisdom in this. And then I also appreciate all of our listeners. Those of you who continue to support us, believe in the mission, Chris and Caleb and I, we believe that the enemy is real. The gauntlet, you know, is still something that we have to lift up and continue. We'll be praying for you.
I appreciate that very much. I'm looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to, especially as we're approaching the summer, taking some time and just being with the kids, being with my wife, going on some trips, just really enjoying ourselves. And really, for me, becoming that model of what it is to be a strong husband and a strong father, engaging with my wife, teaching my children what it is to be a man of God and how that looks. And so I love my time here on Church and State, but my family comes first, and I appreciate the audience for their understanding. So with that, Church and State is brought to you in part by Patriot Church.
I'm Pastor Gabe. A calm does not soothe me.
And as Caleb Collier signing off for a while, I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to BH.
Bitcoin-PM.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.